Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Berkshire Hathaway Podcast, Friday edition. I'm Dale Coulis, and we are soon to be joined by realty expert Caitlin Soley. She'll be with us today in just a bit, right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
Life. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Dale Coulis, subbing in for John Roberts this week, and we are joined again by Caitlin Soley for your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway Podcast. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hello.
How are you today? Looking forward to the weekend?
I am, yes.
I know. Since John's not here, he kind of gives me a little grief when we talk about some just various street racing circuits. I know we were celebrating your boy Max's big victory last weekend. F1's off this weekend, but they're going to be stateside here, and not this weekend, but next weekend for Vegas.
Yes, can't wait for that one.
How do you like it now that they're up to three races in the United States a year?
I know, I like that.
Yeah, me too. I think five in North America when you factor in Mexico and Canada, I think. That is something I need to do on the bucket list here in the next couple of years. Now they're expanding more here with the popularity. Would you like to go to an F1 race live?
So I really would. I've looked at tickets. They are very expensive, but that's something that I would love to do in my future.
And they make it so you got to buy the big package deal with like hotels and everything and all the various side. Yeah, I got to get a ticket to the F2 race or F3 race. We know you won't go, but they got to get part of the deal, right?
Yep, exactly.
Now, I know when we wrapped up on Wednesday, it was part one of part two of your home buying guide, and when we left off, it was right, if I remember right, when people were about ready to start the home shopping.
Yep, exactly. So we've already, you know, you've called your realtor, you've gotten in contact with lender, you're pre-approved now, you have everything done that you need to do. We've done the house shopping, and you find the home that you want to write an offer on. So what do? The first thing is when you find that house and you're ready to write an offer, your agent is going to reach out to your lender and make sure that nothing has changed. And then we're going to be seeing if you need any closing costs covered by the sellers or anything like that. And then we are also going to rerun comps to make sure the house that you want to write an offer on is priced right. And that's how we're going to come up with the price on what to offer.
Now, I know I believe we've touched on it before on past episodes too, but in case newer listeners may be unaware, can you go into a little bit about comps?
Yep. So comps are homes that are similar to the one that you're going to be writing an offer on that have recently sold or that may still be active on the market as well. So we're going to be looking at both of those to see, you know, this house is priced at this. Is this what we should come in at? And it's also, we also talk to the listing agent during this time to figure out if they have any other offers, because that's going to let us know how competitive we need to be, if we need to go way over asking price or anything like that. And then we're going to, as your realtor, we're going to sit down, we're going to figure out what we want to offer it at, and any other terms that we need, if you're going to want to do a home inspection, anything like that. I know sometimes people are like, oh, we want to ask for the hot tub in the backyard or for them to keep their really nice drapes or something like that. So we're going to figure out all the terms that we want to write in the offer. Closing date, that one's really important too. And then we're going to submit the offer. And I just want to say that up to this point, everything we've done already, all the showings to look at homes, and even writing the offer, the buyer has not paid anything out of pocket yet. So that is something to note. If you're a first-time home buyer, you might think, oh, I don't want to get started because I don't have anything saved up yet. Just know that nothing has come out of your pocket up to this point. So you're not paying a realtor by the hour or anything like that. Okay.
No hidden costs.
Exactly. Once the offer is submitted, this is kind of the waiting period that buyers get really antsy on. And typically the seller has to respond to an offer within like 48 hours. Normally it's a lot sooner than that. If it's one where we got an offer in right away and maybe they have an open house on the weekend. It might be a little bit longer then, but they're going to let us know when they're reviewing offers.
So generally, it's a little quicker, but they have that much leeway to work with just in case.
Yep, exactly. As long as they tell us, you know, what's going on, we're usually pretty good about being able to tell our buyers, who we all know are very antsy once they submit that offer. Okay, so the next step, once we get our offer accepted, which is either going to, so once we do submit that offer, I will say too, it'll either get counter offered, which is when the seller comes back at you maybe for like a different price or different terms, something like that, or it'll get accepted just as is, or they can also deny it too, but hopefully that doesn't happen.
I know, I can't speak for, I haven't bought a home myself yet, but I know of talking for the other people buying homes that this sounds, I think you nailed that word right on the head of the nail with antsy. People just debating, are they going to make it, ask for more, or are they going to take it? I can only imagine just all the back and forth you must have gotten with all your clients over the years.
Yeah, there's definitely, we call it like the dance. So it can definitely go back and forth a lot. The best though is when they just accept it right out flat and we're good to go. That's always the best. But so once your offer is accepted, and as your realtor, we're going to do everything in our power to get it accepted for you. This is when we're officially under contract. And at this point is where you start paying those fees and everything. So the very first fee is going to be like a deposit. We call it earnest money. And this ranges anywhere from $500 up to 1% of the purchase price. And this is something that we do put on the offer, so the sellers already know what that deposit is going to be. And again, this just, it secures your offer once it's accepted so that no one else can come in and take the house from you. And then it also lets the sellers know that you're serious about purchasing their house as well.
So kind of like, sounds like maybe, I don't know if this is the right way to phrase it, like a mini down payment, kind of?
Kind of, yep. Except the nice thing is that this deposit gets refunded back to you at closing and it'll go towards your closing costs. So it's just a little like security deposit to put that offer in place and hold your spot for the house. Okay. So during this time, we're going to have a lot of due dates that we need to get done. So after the earnest money, we're going to schedule a home inspection. And we typically do like 14 days or less for this on the time period we need to get it done after getting your offer accepted. And then the other thing that I like to have my buyers figure out is their home insurance. I know some people will wait till like the very end of their, like closer to their closing date. I like to have them figure it out right away so they know exactly what they're going to be paying, and they're able to budget. Because if you wait till the very end when it gets closer to your closing date and your insurance comes back higher than you thought, I don't like to have any like scary that they didn't know it was going to cost that much and now they want to back out or anything like that.
So. No one does. Doesn't sound like anyone would like any last second surprises.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And then the other thing that's going to get done during this time, once the home inspection gets approved and passed, your lender will schedule the appraisal. And this is just another fee out of the buyer's pocket too, which typically will be about like $800 to $900 in that range. Some lenders are able to work it right into their closing costs though. So but this is just letting us know that the home is at the value that the bank is going to approve it for. So then we can move on and schedule our closing. Closing typically takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days, and that's how we're able to choose that closing date. However, if we get everything done with your lender and everything with like home inspections, everything like that, we can move up that closing date. So.
Can only imagine it's just getting all the forms and all the proper paperwork processed and waiting all the back and forth to get all the fine dots crossed and dotted and so forth, right?
Yep. And I always tell my buyers, as soon as our offer gets accepted, be prepared, because that first 10 days is when you're going to need the most. Lenders are going to need all their final documentation stuff from you. And that's when we're going to be hounding you to get everything done on time. But after those 10 days, it's pretty much smooth sailing from there. So, or it should be. That's what we try to make the transaction as smooth as possible for our buyers.
With all the years of experience on your guys' end, I'm sure you got your process down to a T.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. So once everything is good to go, the next step is to prepare for closing. So during this time, we're just going to make sure that you still have all the money in your account. You didn't go out and buy a new car or spend all your money on anything. The title company and your lender is going to send us a settlement statement. So you'll have the exact amount you need for closing. And then this will either be done by writing like a cashier's check or wiring the money, depending on how much you're purchasing the house for or how much like your closing costs is, that kind of stuff. And then you just need a current ID, just making sure that's not expired because that won't fly.
Have you ever yet to run into the unfortunate scenario where that was the one thing that, that held up something at the last second?
No, I haven't run into that yet. I know I've heard of stories of that happening where their ID expired like that week. So just making sure you have your current ID. I'm pretty sure, though, they're able to use like a passport or something, like a different form.
Equivalent or so.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm sure. But yeah, just making sure that's current. And then also during this time, you'll just switch over all utilities into your name before moving into that home. Okay, we have a couple steps left. I'm going to go through them really quickly here. So a final walkthrough. I know we've talked about this on the podcast, but we'll schedule that final walkthrough either the day of or the day before to make sure everything in the home that you're going to be purchasing is exactly how we saw it or better condition as when we saw it, making sure appliances are still there or any inspection items that we requested to get repaired are done and complete.
I think I was with you on that one. I filled on that episode too. If people want the more thorough process on that, I'm sure they could just do a quick search for Caitlin Soli, the final walkthrough.
Yep, exactly. And then closing day comes, you're going to sign a stack of papers. Unless you're a cash offer, you have way less. But if you are going with a lender, you're going to have a stack of papers to sign. You'll get all of your keys to the home, garage remotes, if there's a garage, and all. Once you get all your keys and everything and you've signed everything, you are officially a homeowner and the house is yours. And that's always a really exciting day.
I just have to ask. Going through so many transactions with us, so many clients, the expression on your client's face when you hand them the keys, you got to feel something tangible in the air there.
Yeah, yeah. It's very exciting, especially for those first-time home buyers, to officially have a place that's theirs, a space of their own. So it's very exciting. The very last step is moving. And so this part, just going to make sure you're changing over your mailing address, all of that stuff. I always say to recode like garage door codes or get new locks on the house just because you don't know if there's any other spare keys out there somewhere. Just for your safety, it doesn't hurt just to go get different locks. And then we say tell your friends or anyone else who's thinking about moving, refer your agent you worked with if you really liked working with him or her. And then just don't be a stranger. If there's anything down the road where you need maintenance to your house or anything done, we have a lot of contacts in our back pocket that we can help recommend. So don't be a stranger.
Have you ever run issues or do you just get the impression where maybe a first-time home buyers think, oh, you gave us the keys, we probably don't need to talk to each other, but that's awesome that you guys make yourself available. Yeah. It could be like, oh, hey, I have no idea what this switch on my fuse box does, or
exactly.
Situations like that.
A lot of people think as soon as we hand over the keys, our service is done and they will never talk to us again. But that's where a good agent will follow up consistently and check in, see how everything is going. Say happy birthday to you. Say, you know, on different life occasions, we're reaching out just to make sure everything is still going good. And if we do see that, you know, oh, they posted that their basement's flooded, we might reach out and say, hey, I know a guy. Do you need some help? So
I remember one person I follow on social media, they bought their first home and he posted not too long after, a day or so after, he put out a tweet saying, hey, and he added a guy he knows big in the home improvement. I just bought a home. What do these four things do? And there was like an HVAC and a fuse box and things of that nature.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, definitely once we close on the house, you're not done. Hopefully by the end of everything, we actually become your friend and someone that you can continuously reach out to. So
that is so cool. Wow. A complete two-part series on Caitlin. Awesome, awesome guide for how to buy a home. If people missed out on Wednesday's edition, make sure to go in the archives and find that. Caitlin, this was awesome.
And I know it's a lot of information, so if there's anything that I didn't cover or that someone is still questioning or wants help on, just reach out and I'd love to help you.
What's the best way for people to reach out and contact you for how to buy a home or anything else?
Yes, my number is 320-267-6692 and you can text or call anytime.
All right. Well, that concludes your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks again to Caitlin Soley for her awesome two-part guide to how to buy a home. Many thanks to producer Paul. We will be back with your next Berkshire Hathaway podcast on Wednesday next week at 10 a.m. Until then, have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week.